John Maxwell Coetzee was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature this week. He's one of the most esteemed of the famous South African writers who have used their country's own moral conflicts to prod and provoke the world. Some of his best-known works, including The Master of Petersburg, Disgrace, and The Lives of Animals, are lean allegories, beautifully told, but scalding to hold in your hands. The head of the Swedish Academy presented the prize by saying, "With intellectual honesty and density of feeling, in a prose of icy precision, you have unveiled the masks of our civilization and uncovered the topography of evil." But J.M. Coetzee is famously modest. He shies away from the first person in public utterances, even for his Nobel lecture. In 1968, J.M. Coetzee wrote Foe, his imaginative updating of Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe. This week he lectured about the art of writing by returning to Crusoe, but by having Robin, late in life and back home in Bristol, reflect on Defoe, a fictional character musing about his creator.
How are they to be figured, this man and he, as master and slave, as brothers, twin brothers, as comrades in arms, or as enemies, foes? What name shall he give this nameless fellow with whom he shares his evenings and sometimes his nights too, who is absent only in the daytime when he, Robin, walks the quays inspecting the new arrivals and his man gallops about the kingdom making his inspections? Will this man, in the course of his travels, ever come to Bristol? He yearns to meet the fellow in the flesh, shake his hand, take a stroll with him along the quayside, and hearken as he tells of his visit to the dark north of the island, or of his adventures in the writing business. But he fears there will be no meeting, not in this life. If he must settle on a likeness for the pair of them, his man and he would write that they are like two ships sailing in contrary directions, one west, the other east. Or, better, that they are deckhands toiling in the rigging, the one on a ship sailing west, the other on a ship sailing east. Their ships pass close enough to hail, but the seas are rough, the weather is stormy, their eyes lashed by the spray, their hands burnt by the cordage. They pass each other by, too busy even to wave.
J.M. Coetzee at this week's Nobel Prize ceremonies in Stockholm.